101.3 WMCI. Excuse me, sir, do you know the lyrics to that song?
I think I might have heard them once or twice.
Not a bad tune. Hello, Tracy Lawrence. How are you?
I'm good, Bub. How are you doing this morning?
Good, man. Good to talk to you. Are you and the family all hunkered down? Everybody doing well?
You know, we're more blessed than most people as far as hunkering down, so we're able to get outside. I don't live in the downtown metropolitan area. I live out on the farm, so I got cows and ponds and tractors and bonfires and chainsaws, and we've just been working and getting stuff cleaned up around here that I've been putting off for a long time, so I've had plenty to do.
That sounds like my kind of fun. I wish I could come and visit. I just realized something, by the way. Next year is the 30th anniversary of Sticks and Stones.
Yes, it is.
That is amazing. And you were, what, 9 years old when you cut it?
Yeah, I was pretty young, man. Let's see, we cut that. That record was cut in May of 1991 and went number one in January of 92. So I'm not sure what the release date was. Usually it would probably have been released in the fall. Yep. That would be about right.
It's obviously got to be a fun ride, doing what you love, 18 number one singles, and giving back to the fans like you do. It's got to be a blast.
It is, and I still enjoy it a whole lot, man. And, you know, I like being on the road. I like touring. I've got a great group of people around me. You know, we're older and move a little slower, but we still get the job done.
Now, unfortunately, we were getting ready for the co-headlining tour with a guy who reminds me a lot of you, Justin Moore. Obviously, you can't make any plans right now, but things were just getting ready to take off, weren't they?
We were. The last shows that we did would have been the first weekend of March. And so after that, most of it we've been able to shift to other times. I think there were a handful of dates that we lost that just couldn't be rescheduled. And I'm sure as we get going in the fall again, the chaos of touring on the road is going to be insane. So, you know, just finding buildings and things to get back into is going to be a little bit of a challenge because everybody's going to be shifting the first half of the year into the second half of the year. So it's going to be chaos out on the road.
It should be interesting. One of the main reasons, other than just hanging out and saying hi, you've got a brand new single out we're going to play in a couple of minutes. When the Cowboy's Gone, give us the background, Trace.
You know, this song I wrote it with Carson Chamberlain and Wyatt McCubbin. And, you know, I was so proud of this lyric. It says so much about the society that we live in today. You know, if you look at the cowboy as a metaphor about right and justice and honor and integrity and all those things, from that John Wayne era of what the cowboy stood for and what he represented, you know, I think the message of the song is leading up to the CV shutdown of our whole country. It seemed like we were just spiraling out of control with just so much craziness in the world. So I'm curious to see how our country rallies back after all this stuff clears out. But I think the song's real appropriate for right where we're at. I love the message of it. It just talks about wanting to get back to that integrity place of what our country used to be about.
What a beautiful place to be. Can folks get it now?
You can get it now. It is out on an album called Made in America. And it's been out since last year. This is our second single that we're working off the project. Video comes out tomorrow, as a matter of fact, so I'm excited about that. And we shot some of it out here on the farm. A lot of it is live footage from the road, so it's just kind of a feel-good piece.
All right, bro. Well, it's good stuff, and we're gonna debut it here in just a couple of minutes. Keep up the great work, and we certainly hope to see you on the road. You and your family stay safe and enjoy that fishing and chainsaw and tractor, okay?
There you go. Appreciate you, brother. God bless y'all. Stay safe.
You too, bro.